الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear respected viewers of Madani Shalom, we once again welcome you in our program, Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we talk about historical background of particular verses of the Holy Quran. We select one verse of the Holy Quran and we try to figure out, find out what was its historical background, sabab of nuzul, shani nuzul, reason of its revelation. Alhamdulillah, today we've selected a beautiful verse from the Holy Quran, that is from Surah Al-Baqarah 187. And part of that verse, inshallah, we will be discussing. And that is to do with Ramadan Al-Kareem. That is to do with fasting, inshallah. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention. I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. So without any further delay, let's find out which verse is that, and let's listen its recitation from the Holy Quran.
وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّوا الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ
Translation: And eat and drink until the white thread from dawn, Fajr, becomes distinct to you from the black thread, night. Then complete the fasts until nightfall. Respective rules of Madani Shalom, the reason for the revelation of this part of the verse, this was revealed for a Sahabi Rasul, Hazrat Salama bin Qais radiyallahu ta'ala. And it was the custom of Sahaba Kiram, alayhim ridwan, that if any of them was fasting and the food was presented for breaking his fast, but he slept before eating, he would not eat that night and the following day till sunset. Hazrat Salama bin Qais radiyallahu ta'ala and was fasting and came to his wife at the time of iftar to break his fast and asked her whether she had anything to eat. She replied, "No, but I would go and bring some for you." He used to do hard work during the day, so he was overwhelmed by sleep and slept. When his wife came and saw him, she said, "Disappointment for you." When it was midday on the following day, he fainted, and the Prophet ﷺ was informed about the whole matter. And the following verses were revealed. Actually, in the start of Islam, after iftar, eating, drinking, jima' was allowed halal until Salatul Isha. After the start of Isha time, all these things would become haram in the start of Islam. And if somebody would sleep after iftar, even before Isha, these things would also become impermissible. And that was the reason that Sahabi Rasul, he did not eat because he had slept until next day, midday, and he fainted. And then this ayah was revealed, and Muslims, they got another hukum which had relaxation for them. And eating and drinking became mubah, jais, in the night of Ramadan al-Kareem, as it was said eat and drink until the white thread of dawn appears to you distinct from the black thread of the night. So this is what the relaxation. Okay, respective viewers, try to remember this. If someone does not do iftar, doesn't break his fast, then he fasts for next day. This is called consecutive continuous fasting, which is known as Sawm al-Wisar, fasting continuously for more than one day without taking any meals. And this is forbidden. This was only allowed for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and this is from the khasais, specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It was specific for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Bukhari, Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam forbade al-wisal, fasting continuously for more than one day without making any meals. A man from the Muslims said, but you do al-wisal, O Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, who among you is similar to me? My Lord makes me eat and drink. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, alhamdulillah, respected viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode, we learned about the timing when we are allowed to eat and drink after we have finished our fasting in Ramadan al-Kareem, and other ahkamat also which are related to fasting, and what we can do and we cannot do in fasting, and what is allowed without fasting. We have learned today from this very verse, and we also learned that why was this verse revealed and what account was relevant with regards to the revelation of this ayah. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq to follow the teachings of Islam, ahkamat, orders of Quran and ahadith. Ameen, bijahin, nabil, ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful, informative episode next time. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran.